to destroy within 4 hours all Lebanese military infrastructure, including army bases, offices, should a similar confrontation occur in the future. Now, as if that is not enough, this is the final one. Came out this weekend, Rabbi Ovadia Yosef denounces Palestinians as bitter enemies of Israel ahead of the upcoming direct peace talks. He said Abu Mazen, that's Abbas, and all these evil people should perish from this world. The rabbi was quoted as saying during his weekly sermon at a synagogue near his Jerusalem home that God should strike them with a plague, them and these Palestinians. The spiritual leader of the ultra-Orthodox faction also called for Arabs' annihilation. He said it is forbidden to be merciful to them. You must send missiles to them and annihilate them. They are evil and damnable. Well, that's the environment for direct peace talks beginning September 2nd. Why do the heathen rage? Why do the people imagine a vain thing? Why do the kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against Israel, his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder, let's break their covenants with God, break the promises God has made to them concerning their land? But he that sits in the heavens will laugh. The Lord shall have those nations in derision, and he will speak to them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. For he says, I have set my king upon my holy hill. No matter who, Democrat, Republican, American, or a European, or someone else, comes through to declare themselves the ultimate peacemaker and destroy many through the pursuit of that peace, God is going to set his king upon his holy hill. That king is Jesus. Jesus came the first time as the Messiah of Israel to save his people from their sin. He's coming the second time, the scripture says, as a reigning king to rule the earth and to judge men and women for their sin. The question that God puts before you and before me for such a time as this is Jesus Christ ruling and reigning in your heart? Is he ruling and reigning in your heart and your mind? Would it be manifested in your behavior such that your children would attest that indeed Christ is your king? How about your spouse? Your pastor? Pastor, how about your spouse? Would she testify that Jesus was truly your king? This is the time for us to make some very serious decisions, because ultimately God's going to place his king upon Mount Zion, but he's also going to reign in the hearts of men one way or the other. Thanks for joining us. Become a partner singer, Gifts by Faith to Save America Ministries, and get those Jewish calendars. They're going very quickly. Call us 1-800-SAVE-USA. We'll be back tomorrow.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Chrismeyer. Viewpoint.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Bob Chapin as we discuss what's going on economically. And, of course, if you do have a question, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Well, you know, one of the most interesting things is if you look and see what's happening, a lot of our corporations are making very good profits. The price-earnings ratio has fallen from about 20, 24, down to about 12 in many instances, which means, of course, that the price of the stock referable to the earnings really is fairly good. You like to see it down to 10, 8, but down to 12, this has been a significant drop. The thing is, why doesn't this then reflected in the employment levels here in this country, the recovering economy? That's because a lot of these companies are working overseas. In other words, they're using foreign labor. They're not using American labor. And General Motors certainly is shifting its base of operation to the BRIC nations, to China, to India, to Russia, to Brazil. They don't want the American people to know that. After all, we gave them $60 billion to open new plants, and they're opening new plants, but they happen to be in China and India, and they have plans to open new plants in both Russia and China, shifting overseas, and they'll be able to make money, you have to understand. And the reason they do is because we don't have any tariffs, and because there is an organized, intentional effort not to protect American industry and American jobs and the American standard of living. That's why we had tariffs, and that's why they did away with tariffs, because the ultimate goal is to lower the living standards here. And when you understand that, everything makes sense. And when you don't understand that, nothing makes sense. Why suddenly do we have sort of rising unemployment? Why is it one in every 10 homes now is going to go into foreclosure? And it's only a matter of time before this happens. But right now, let's get to the maestro himself, Bob Chapin from the International Forecaster. Hi, Bob. How are we doing?
Well, fine, thank you.
Well, why don't you bring our listeners up to date on what's really going on here in the United States and throughout the world?
Well, today and this week will probably be very, very quiet because it's the end of the summer and a lot of people are still on vacation. And after September the 1st, outside the United States, people will be gravitating back to work. And after Labor Day is passed, starting next week, things will start hopping. And so I believe that we're going to see some real changes. One of them will be, I think the market looks like it will go lower. And I think gold and silver are going to go higher here. I noticed that Deutsche Bank came out and said gold could go to 1,700 by the end of the year. And Goldman Sachs said 1,300 here in last week. And when you get players like that admitting we're going to have higher prices, you know they're going to go even higher than that. And so I think we're going to go in those directions. I think the dollar will remain under pressure as well.
All right, fine. Well, of course, the thing I was trying to explain to our listeners is the reason a lot of our companies are making good money is because they're doing their production overseas. They're keeping their money overseas. They can't bring it back here in the United States, where they're going to pay 35% to 39%. Corporate taxes, so why do production here? Why bring your money home? You go right ahead,
Bob. Well, that situation's pretty easy to solve. You just pass legislation making them bring it back. It's not difficult at all. And they'll have to bring it back.
But, of course, they're not going to pass that legislation. Certainly, you know, when they wanted George Bush, you let them bring it back for 5%. You know, just bring your money back, you know, invest it here. You only charge you 5%. So they brought it back at 5%. And then, of course, they didn't invest it here. I don't know what they did with the money, but they sure didn't invest it in increasing production. So, and then, of course, the thing that really disturbs me is what's going to happen as far as the tax cuts, the Bush tax cuts. They're talking about doing away with them, certainly, as far as in January. And if they do that, why, it'll even decrease the amount of industry here. It'll cost a lot of people their jobs, and it'll really destroy our economy. You've raised taxes. Why you destroy the economy?
Well, the natural thing to do would be to continue the cuts, because if the cuts are discontinued, taxes will go up 15%. And incidentally, previously, this is now about 5 years ago, the rate for them bringing the money back was $350 billion. It was 5.25% instead of 35%. And they were supposed to get jobs for people, and they didn't do that. And what they did was they took that money and went into the stock market and bought their own stock. And that's where the money went. And so that bolstered the stock market, and that really was what it was all about. Right now, there's $1.5 trillion in earnings outside the country. And so if we could go and get rid of the people in Congress and then get legislation passed making them bring it home, then we'd collect about $650 billion. Which would go toward reducing the debt, because that's what the taxes would be normally at 35%. At 40%, where they would go to if the tax cuts were eliminated, then the figure would be higher, would be 4 times 15, which would be 600,000. So you have to assume, because the president said that he's going to let them be extinguished, the taxes, tax cuts, then you got to look at the $600 billion figure.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here with Bob Chapin. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Of course, Bob thinks that the Obama administration is going to let the tax cuts go away. Now, people have to understand this idea, we're going to make more money by taxing the rich. Every time you do that, why, the tax income goes down. Jack Kennedy lowered the taxes, the income went up. Reagan lowered the taxes, the government income went up. And this has happened a number of times through the years, because people aren't going to work if they're going to give all the money to the government. This is just human nature. But the Obama administration, if they want to destroy our economy, well, of course, let the tax cuts expire, raise the taxes, and really tank the economy. Would that be a fair appraisal, Bob?
It certainly is, and you know they've already done that in Europe. They have an austerity program going, and they raise taxes. I mean, the worst possible thing they could have done was raise taxes. But nobody wants to listen.
Well, either that or, Chris, maybe they want to destroy our economy. There really are people who think that, you know, if we destroy the American economy, then, of course, everybody else in the world will be better off. The way to help the people in third world countries is to destroy the largest economy in the world. And there are people, I believe, that are working actively to do that. And everything they are doing is going wrong. We've got to save the homes. These people are losing their homes. We've got to come up with a new program. We've got to $50 billion, $70 billion, $100 billion. I don't know how many tens of billions of dollars, $70, $100 billion. They've had 8 different programs. Every one of those programs has failed. How could you be that incompetent unintentionally? So go right ahead, Bob. My concern is that there really are people who know exactly what's going to happen if they let the tax cuts expire, and that is really going to hurt our economy, because fewer and fewer people will invest. They're going to raise the tax on dividends, so why bother to try to get a dividend if the government's going to get most of it?
That's a good point. Plus, why make any job creation if they are going to raise taxation? And that's one of the reasons that they started in June trying to raise trying to lend more. They had cut lending back 25% from the previous level about 15 months ago. And now the bank started to try to, again, make money available to small and medium-sized businesses, and they don't want it. And so it bears out exactly what you're talking about, because they don't know what's going to happen. And that'll continue. And, you know, what kind of legislation are they going to pass between now and the end of the year? I mean, goodness only knows, you know, they have a 3% tax bill in both the House and the Senate for all American employees who are working, of course, and that 3% is mandatory. The bill does not have any financial responsibilities for the employer, only for the employee. And I understand from my sources that they intend within 3 years to raise that to 15%. So if the average employee is a 25% tax bracket, he'll be in the 40% tax bracket 3 years from now.
Well, no, basically,
and then they also want to take over the IRAs and 401Ks, et cetera, and they want to issue guaranteed government annuities from a government that's bankrupt. And at the same time, they're faced with a situation like with China, biggest holder of treasury paper and agency paper. They sold $100 billion worth of paper in the last year.
Now you're talking about
the
Chinese sold $100 billion. In other words, they're getting rid of the paper. Is that right?
That's right. And the Japanese are in a pickle because historically and previously what they've done is they borrowed big time. Their debt is like 350% of GDP. But the debt has been raised, the money has been borrowed from Japanese citizens in yen. And the Japanese citizens are getting old and they're using the money. And that means there's less money for government to borrow. And they are the second largest holder of American treasuries, about $700 billion. They're going to have to start selling. Now, if the Chinese and Japanese sell $100 billion a year each, that means that the Fed's got to come up with $200 billion just for that alone, never mind perhaps lots more, maybe as much as $500 billion. And so you can see the situation gets exponential. And, of course, the debt is unbelievable in and of itself. And so, you know, we have a debt-killed society, and so does Europe. And all the shenanigans that Europe's going through is just another way to bring the Europeans economically and financially to their knees. In fact, I think they're going down before we do. And then, of course, as we've spoken of many times before, we would talk about the excellent possibility of warfare to get people set off in a different direction and not worry about the finance and economics if you think you might be dead tomorrow morning. And so this is the path this thing has taken. And unfortunately, for over the last 20 years, we have done what we shouldn't have done. And the chickens are just coming home to roost.
Well, I share your concern. I really do believe, of course, that it's amazing how they can juggle these figures around. They can say, well, you know, it was, our debt to GDP, you know, is about 90, 5%. But it really, if you realize, of course, a lot of that debt is simply the money we owe the Social Security Trust Fund and the Medicare Trust Fund. Our really debt to GDP is only 60%, so it's really not that bad. And yet, when you consider all of our unfunded liabilities, the real debt, is something like about $2 trillion, according to Dr. Kiplikoff, his professors. If you're really, so you can do anything with figures. They say figures don't lie, but liars can sure figure. And they don't want us to realize that the whole system is coming down. So we've got 75 million baby boomers are going to be retiring here in this next 20 years. I mean, and we've actually killed 50 million of our unborn youth, so there's nobody coming on board. They're going to be there to actually finance the elderly. Right now, we've got three people working for every person retired. 20 years from now, there'll be one person working for every person retired. And why should somebody work full-time, and sweat and have to put out most of their money to help somebody who's already retired? Many of them may be quite comfortably off, but they're certainly getting their government checks. And this is happening all over the world, especially happening in Japan. And all of these wonderful utopian ideas of how government's going to provide for the people with Ponzi schemes, well, it works real well until Bernie Madoff suddenly didn't have enough money coming in to cover what's going out. That's what's happened to Social Security in America. It's losing money every year. That's what's happening to Social Security. It's losing money every year. But they say things are going to get better in 2012. Anything will be all right. If we can just hold out till then, everything's going to be fine. What do you think about that, Bob?
I don't think it's going to be fine. You know, we've been backing into things for many, many years. And myself as a writer for over 20 years. And the situation's not going to improve. It can be extended. But in the final analysis, they're going to take it down, just like we've discussed so many times. What's really disturbing, and I'm starting to comment about it, you've got these writers out there, and they got a report today, excellent report. But they won't take the extra step. They won't explain to you what's happening, who's doing it, and the organizations involved. They are terrified. Either that or they're stupid on the subject. They're just absolutely terrified to say it's the Brotherhood of Darkness or the Illuminati or the Trilateral Commission or the Council on Foreign Relations, the Royal Society, the Group of 330, and the Bilderberg Group. They're terrified. And we can't get them to do anything positive. They just won't do it.
And if you don't know who the enemy is, how can you possibly oppose them? And the enemy has an agenda. They have names. They have meeting places. They have membership lists. You can get the membership list. You can see who the people are. And once you begin to understand who they are and the fact that they control the Obama administration. And the amazing thing to me, Bob, is, some people say, Obama's a Marxist. Or, Obama's really a covert communist, or Obama's really, suddenly he's a Muslim, that's what it's all about, or Obama is gay, and all of these things. And Obama is not the issue. The issue is the fact that he is controlled by the Brotherhood of Darkness, and we'd never mention that fact. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and Obama is simply a bit player, but they focus our attention on Obama, rather than upon what the real issue is, and that there is an organized effort to destroy this nation because of an intense hatred of everything America stands for, and they're going to progressively lower the living standards of the American people and destroy the value of our currency and the savings of most of the people listening to this program. Well, give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Our guest, of course, is Bob Chapman, the International Forecaster. And certainly, Bob, what's going on over in Europe at the present time? Are things getting straightened out there, or are they just put a little more frosting on the cake?
No, they're continuing to deteriorate. And they had a clash, nothing super serious, but they had a clash at school teachers with the police today. And, wage cuts and things like that. And I think they're going to end up with a revolt and getting rid of that Illuminist.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. And, of course, you're talking about Greece, and Papandreou, whatever his name is the premier. Yep. He's a member of the Bilderbergers, of course.
And I think anybody who pays attention in Greece knows.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value, plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 3:16 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
But they didn't have to worry because, of course, they had their friends in government who would say, oh, they're too big to fail. If they fail, it'll bring down the whole system. So why shouldn't they go ahead and make these fantastic profits and give billions of dollars in bonuses to their employees? Because they knew they'd be backed up by the American tax dollar payers, and that's exactly what's happened. We've seen the greatest transfer of wealth from the average individual into the hands of the bankers who are one in part and parcel of the Brotherhood of Darkness. As long as we say, oh, they're just too big to fail, ladies and gentlemen, if they're big, too big to fail, then they're too big actually to be allowed to exist. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 if you have a question for Bob Chapman. But our country is in real trouble, and if you are not making your preparation for the difficult times that lie ahead, I believe with all my heart that the majority of the people are going to lose everything they have. Well, certainly Bob has been talking about what's going on over in Greece, and Greece certainly has cut back, they've cut back about 30% on their expenditures?
Well, I don't know what the percentage is, but it's not nearly that high. And but how they expect to be able to accomplish what they want, besides cutting back, would be selling off everything they can get their hands on, as you pointed out before, for 20 or 30 cents on the dollar, whatever the number is, to other illuminists from Europe. All the islands, all the things that the Greek government owns, and the Greek people own. And they're just going to rape the country in behalf of the bankers. It's just as simple as that. And where are the letter writers? Why aren't they talking about it? Why aren't they talking about the fact that Papandreou is an Illuminist? He's a member of the Bilderbergers. None of them will talk about it, except several, and that's it.
Well, that's why you do what you do and why I do what I do. And until people recognize there is a Brotherhood of Darkness, there is a small group of people who are running the world, why, of course, it'll continue. I was just reading today some of the things Professor Quigley wrote when back writing in 1949. He said, you know, no country which values its freedom should ever allow such a small little group of people as the Milner Group, and that was, of course, headed by Lord Milner, to gain control of the government and to control the government expenditures and to control the periodicals and the press. Well, that was written, 50, 60 years ago. And nothing's changed, ladies and gentlemen. The same people are doing the same things today. Only, of course, Professor Quigley thought that they were innocuous. They were well-meaning people. He refused to acknowledge they took Great Britain into war after war after war after war. These were the people. People don't want to fight. All the wars are certainly engendered, created artificially, and is today. Why, of course, we are creating the best enemy money could buy throughout the world in preparation for the coming third Great World War. Well, right now we've got Delia from Ohio who's on. And hi, Delia. How are you doing?
Good evening, gentlemen. How are you doing, Dr. Monteith and Mr. Chapman? Good evening. A quick question. Are you gentlemen familiar with Bill Still's documentaries?
I'm acquainted with it, Bob. Do you know Bill Still's The Money Masters?
Yes. We've answered this question this past week.
Well, why don't you go ahead and answer it, because I think it's a very important
question. The proposal, very simply, is to issue you on as notes based upon the good faith and credit of the United States. And, of course, Okay. Do away with Federal Reserve notes. Well, there's nothing wrong with that. But you've got to have backing on a currency. Otherwise, you're just another fiat currency, and it won't work.
Well, Bill Still basically is a personal friend. I like Bill. But, of course, he thinks that you do not need gold backing because, of course, then the people, bankers will get hold of the gold and run the system. But you have to have an anchor for a ship at sea, otherwise, of course, when the storm comes, this ship will be dashed on the shores. And that's what's happening now. We have no anchor behind our currency. So I disagree with Bill. He wants to use tally sticks or something foolish for that. We disagree, but 95% of everything he says is fine. It's just the solution we disagree with. Anything else, Delia?
Why is there so much confusion?
Why is there so much confusion?
Gold or silver?
Well, you'll have to ask Bill why he's wrong, but he's a good friend. Okay. We do like him. We think he's done a great job. Anything else you'd like to say, Bob?
No. The basics are there. It's just that the solution is not adequate.
All right. Anything else you want to say, Delia?
Yeah.
Well, then you hang on. You hang on. Okay. We'll give you a chance to say it in just a moment here. Don't be impatient. Okay. We'll be right with you.
That's fine. This is fine.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. We've got Delilah on the line. And, Delilah, what else did you want to ask?
Oh, I think you guys are going to find these pictures that I took very interesting. I live out here in the Northeast Ohio area, and my area just recently built a brand new library and a brand new bus transit terminal. And, I mean, talk about hidden in plain sight. I mean, I have to take pictures, and I'm going to scan them and email them to people, as well as you guys. The corridor that goes from one part of the library to the other is exactly the shape of a pyramid with the all-seeing eye on it. And the pillars just above the bus terminal, the brand-new bus terminal in downtown, is the exact same thing, a pillar with the shape of the all-seeing eye.
Well, you see...
You guys got to see this for yourself.
Well, they hide their emblems in plain sight because they figure we're too dumb to recognize what they are. I want everybody to recognize what these are. This occult movement permeates every aspect of our society, especially Washington, D.C. and New York City, the back of our dollar bill. Suddenly you go to the Supreme Court building over there in Israel, and there's the pyramid with the all-seeing eye. It's every place. We'll look forward to getting those things, Delilah. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I'm going to scan them and email them to you guys. I think you'll find them interesting.
God bless. Thanks. Thanks so much. We'll look forward to getting them.
Okay. Bye-bye. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Okay, that was Delilah. And, of course, we've got Henry calling from Connecticut. He's got a question for Bob. Hi, Henry. How are we doing?
How you doing? Okay. Before I get to Bob, I have two things for Bob, but I'm in response to that caller out there in Ohio. That's where even Stephanie Heinrich came out of Ohio. She's talking about the symbolism. One thing she may know, but a lot of people don't know of also, is what about the thing with the open book with the sun in the back of it? Now, don't get me wrong. Now, everything that has a sun doesn't necessarily mean the Illuminati. You know, you could have sun like you see on certain cereals and other things that could mean nature or just sunshine. But there is a symbol where the book is open. Sometimes you'll see some of the pages open and you'll see the sun in the back of it. That symbol is even on the Bridgeport Public Library card.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. We've got Henry calling from Connecticut. But before we go on, Bob, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get a copy of the International Forecaster and subscribe to it if they want to. Our telephone number, once again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Bob, you take over, and Henry will be with you as soon as Bob gets this done. Go ahead.
Okay, tell him to give the price, too. Okay, go ahead.
The forecast is about business finance, the business finance, economics, social and political issues all over the world. We publish by email on Wednesdays and Saturdays, runs around 40 pages each time. We have a hard copy that goes out twice a month for those who are not on the internet. And you can get a free introductory copy. It can be gleaned from either of our sites. TheInternationalForecaster.com, TheInternationalForecaster.com, or www.INTForecaster.com, intforecaster.com, or you can email us, particularly if you have a question. And that would be at Bob, B-O-B, at intforecaster.com. And you can also call toll-free 800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. And everything that you need to know every week is in that publication. And the price is $159.95.
And believe me, you get your money's worth.
Well, it comes twice a week, and I look forward to reading it and reading it regularly. Well, before we got to Henry, we had Delilah on the line during the break. She was talking, she's in Ohio, and basically they put in a new library and bus depot. And there are all these occult emblems and signs there, and she, of course she picks them up. Most people don't even recognize the occult emblems because they're hidden in plain sight. And you go to Washington, D.C., you'll see all sorts of occult emblems and the signs of the zodiac and all sorts of satanic signs there engraved in stone. But the average individual has no idea their significance. And you'll see this on the back of your dollar bill. You'll see this certainly in New York, the Statue of Liberty, the U.N. building there. You'll see it at the Church of St. John the Divine. You'll see that there's so much there but the average person doesn't understand the emblems or the significance of these occult emblems that are hidden everywhere in plain sight. Well, Henry, go ahead. Did you have a question for Bob?
Yeah. Well, what you're dealing with is, like I said, it's nothing about astrology. I'm an intermediate astrologer, but you're dealing with just a bunch of religious zealots. That's what it is. And most of them are boomer generation and older, and like a Christian, but like fanatically so, but on the other side of the fence, what me and the pagan world would call left-hand path.
Okay, Henry?
Right, yeah. The question is also with him, because I know he monitors things. The situation with Germany now, I'm thinking about the thing with the EU, and I think the EU, if Germany doesn't wake up, by the way, there's a thing going on in France where they're trying to clamp down on the Roma, and they're trying to clamp down, or at least it's a show, to try to start World War III. They're trying to, some of the French are trying to clamp down on the Muslim stuff because they're talking about French identity. It's too bad we don't have that here, what we got here.
Henry, do you have a question? Because we've got a full
call. Okay.
Go ahead with your question.
What I wanted to know is that Angela Merkel is a Bilderberger, which you know. Steinmeier, which I thought was something different, he's also a Bilderberger. What choice does say Germany have, than those two, that they could possibly, some of the party or something, that they could get their asses wake up and get out of the EU, because if they do get out, it'll solve a lot of problems, because otherwise...
Okay, let's let Bob answer that. What Henry wants to know, is there any other choice that the German people have, or is it like it is here, where they control both political parties, and we go to the polls every 4 years and vote for the party of their choice?
Well, I lived in Germany for a long time. And they do have more than two parties, but two parties dominate. And the people who run those parties are all bought and paid for one way or the other. Not everybody, but too many. And they run the country. And with the backing of Great Britain and France and the United States. And they do what they want to do. And so the only way that Germany is going to extricate itself, And the public agrees with this. They want to get rid of the euro. They want to get rid of the European Union, and they want to work on their own. And I think that's the best thing for them.
Amen.
In the process, get rid of this false leadership.
But what we need to do is get the people there in Germany and in Greece and all over the world educated, and through the miracle of the internet and Bob's effort and other people, Alex Jones, and we even have a regular weekly program over in Great Britain. Why, we're reaching more and more people. But thanks. Let's go to Jessica, who's calling us from Tri-Cities there, up in the great state of Washington. Jessica, do you have a question for Bob?
Yes. Hi, Bob and Dr. Stan. Thanks for taking my call. My question is, I've been reading a lot in the news about the Warren Buffett and Bill Gates and other billionaires starting this club or organization. I can't remember the name. And they want to talk all these billionaires into donating like 90% of their wealth to charities. Why are they doing that if they want to stay rich and make everybody else peasants?
All right, a good question. Bob, how would you respond to Jessica's present? So, question, why are Bill Gates and Warren Buffett and these other billionaires trying to talk everybody else, the other billionaires, into giving up? I think they only want them to give half of their money away, but be that as it may, what are they really up to?
Well, if they don't play the game with the Illuminists, they're going to be destroyed or terminated, and they know it. And that's how powerful these people are. And so they're being told that you made your money because we allowed you to. And you played the game, and so now you must pay. And what we're going to do is set up foundations for you, like Mr. Gates and Mr. Buffett have. And these foundations, and I'm familiar with them, I think they began in 1847, or trusts, whichever they're called. And even though you donate your money to the trust, you control it. And you control it in perpetuity. And so, yes, they may be giving their money away, but they still have control over it. And so they're not telling you the truth. And the program that they're on now, Gates and Buffett, is to relieve the world of 60 to 80% of the useless eaters. That's what that's all about. And they want all those other people to help them do that and supply the money to inoculate people and kill them, just like they gave them AIDS. The same thing.
And
that's what they're all about.
Jessica, the Gates Foundation has put out, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars for a worldwide vaccination program using mercury-laden vaccines to give to all those little black and brown children. Now, when you do that, of course, the mercury destroys the fertility. It, because of epigenetics, you can turn on the genes, turn them off. And what you do is you turn off the fertility genes, so these children will very seldom have children themselves, and then their children, and their children's children won't have children. And they're destroying the fertility of people throughout the world. It's all about population control. And of course, remember, the Bill Gates Foundation is involved in the Doomsday Seed Bank up there above the Arctic Circle, where they kept good seeds. They're contaminating all of our seeds, most of the seeds now, whether it be for canola, cotton, seed oil, corn, soy, the rice. They're going to destroy all of the crops here. And, of course, by so doing, they'll produce infertility and all sorts of other problems with these genetically modified crops. But they're keeping the good seeds for when they start on all over again. I do not think for 1 minute that these people are altruistic. Any other questions, Jessica?
No, I pretty much kind of assumed the same thing. Okay. I just kind of wanted to hear what Bob had to say about it.
Okay, well, I think he's...
Because it seemed like, yeah, they were just being too nice, you know.
I think he's 100% right. Anything else, Bob,
yeah,
before we let Jessica?
Well, I think also that you should take into consideration that these people, even though they have great corporations, they operate on inside information always. That's how Buffett made his money. And it was only several months ago that his corporation was convicted of improper accounting and deceiving the U.S. government to the tune of $300 million. So the judge found them guilty and fined them $100 million. Now, that's pretty good work if you can get it. You steal three and you give back one. And this is the sort of thing that goes on all the time. And they never go to jail. And they only bring charges against them that they absolutely have to. I mean, there's no way around it. And all some kind of a deal is made. I mean, you saw all those people who were CEOs of corporation and offices and corporations. There were about 700 of them. And they all falsified, which this is a felony. They all falsified the records on their options. And nothing was done to them. Nothing. They took one guy to court and put him in jail. And that was it, and he wasn't connected. There's two sets of justice, one for them and one for us. It's got to stop.
Amen to that. Hey, thanks so very much. Thanks for calling, Jessica. And let's go to Brad calling from Spokane. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Hi, Brad. How are you doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan. I'm doing good. Hi, Bob. I have a quick question, and I'll take the answer off the air. It's in regard to my parents. They have a house they owe about $190,000 on. The market estimated value, which is just on paper, is about $250,000. They're not planning on moving, and they have some retirement funds. And my mom was mulling over paying off the house in the next 4 or 5 years before she retires. Or she was wondering if she should invest in gold and silver, which she does have a lot of her IRAs and whatnot. She's either cashed them out or is holding the physical, and she does have a little stock. So I'm just wondering what Bob thinks on should she pay off the house or just go ahead and invest it in precious metal.
Absolutely do not pay off the house. All the money that you have invested where you have it will make money. It's made a lot of money for 11 years. It will continue to do so. And so gold and silver are going to go up. It's the only place you want to be. The only thing I can add is you heard the program, I hope, earlier. And we talked about the IRAs and what, you know, the 401Ks and what government wants to do to retirement plans. And if they're not stopped in November, if we don't get rid of them all, they're going to get all these things passed. And you're going to lose it all. And, you know, does your mother really want a government-guaranteed annuity for all that she has in retirement accounts? And I think the answer is no. So what do? You start getting rid of them. If you can't get your 401K, then borrow against it. If you can't borrow against it, you're stuck. But if you're in IRAs, I would take delivery of the coins or the shares and pay the tax in April and any penalty if that's the case. But I don't think that would apply to your mother because she's probably somewhere around my age. And so that's what should be done because the government is desperate for funds. And I told you earlier about the 3% they want to put on all workers. Mandatory, another tax. Within 3 years, it'll be 15%, from what I'm told from people in Washington. I mean, they're going to take people's, and they're going to nail their hands to the wall. I mean, this is going to be awful. And that's what they got planned. And so take advantage of the knowledge I've just given you.
Okay, anything else, Brad?
No, that was it. Thank you, gentlemen.
God bless. Thanks so much. Well, again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Bob, but we're living in very difficult financial times. And people have to understand that if you're looking for logical explanations, there aren't any. Because, of course, it is not that the people in charge really want to solve the problem. They want to give you the impression they want to solve the problem, but really they want to bring down this country because they want to redistribute the wealth of the American people. How can we say that? Why, we've read the plan. And you can read it, too. It's the Earth Charter. It was written by the nephew of David Rockefeller, the most powerful man in the United States, probably one of the most powerful men in the world. And his nephew, Stephen Rockefeller, wrote the Earth Charter, where they talk about equitable distribution of wealth between nations. How do you get equitable distribution of wealth between why the American worker and the Chinese worker? Why you transfer our jobs over there, and you transfer our factories over there, and you transfer our wealth over there, and would we have to go out and borrow money every single day, about $4 billion right now, why then, of course, we keep giving money away to other countries, and we lend money to China, and we guarantee their loans with the Export-Import Bank so they can build nuclear power plants, but heavens, we couldn't have a nuclear power plant here in America. Well, let's see who we've got on line one. Who do we have here? It's Vincent. Hi, Vincent. Where are you from?
Hi, Dr. Stan. Staying in North Carolina now.
Okay, fine. Do you have a question for our guest?
You just kind of shook me there for a minute, and when you said that Bill Gates and Warren Buffett were giving, or convincing people to give half of their fortunes away. And then when Bob said the Illuminists had this power, who are the Illuminists if not these billionaires?
Well, that's what they are. But Stan's got reams of information. Tell him about it, Stan.
Well, basically, of course, have you read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness?
Yes, I have.
All right, fine. Well, basically, of course, the Gates Foundation has actually given money to the new group of World Service. That's a front for the Lucius Trust. And certainly they're all involved in this sort of thing. But when you're there, why, you do what you're told. You do not act independently. And behind all of this thing are strong Luciferian forces. There really are spirits of forces working in our world today. And you try to defy them, why, you're going to pay a terrible, terrible price. Okay?
All righty.
And certainly, one of the things I'd suggest, we have a three-pamphlet set called The Occult Hierarchy. They're actually my newsletters. You can pull them down our website at radioliberty.com. But you really need to understand there really are people who work behind the scenes, demonic people who rule the world. Well, let's go to Dave, who's calling from Illinois. Hi, Dave. How are you doing?
Good evening, gentlemen. Question for Bob there. Bob, do you think, you know, look at these corrupt politicians in Washington, do these...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com.
Bob, and then we'll have to let Nathan go. Is there anything else you'd like to say about China?
No, other than the fact that they get the same problems America has, and they're not going to get out of this hole, that's for sure.
Okay, thanks very much for calling, Nathan. And Bob Chapman, thanks very much. We'll really look forward to talking to you next week.
Okay. Bye-bye.
God night.
Thank you, everybody.
Okay, fine. That was Bob Chapman. Hope you enjoy. Bob is with us every, of course, Monday afternoon, Monday evening, to keep you abreast of what's going on and listen to what he says, because we're entering into a very, very difficult financial period. To understand the basis of this, we have the excellent book of The Creature from Jekyll Island. If you haven't read it, you should. We have a book written in 1899 called The Coming Battle. The Coming Battle. And basically it said, you know, the banks are going to take over the United States. They're going to take over the government. That was written 110 years ago. We have my little pamphlet, Prophetic Warning, which is basically four or five newsletters on Andrew Jackson's farewell address in 1837, where he talked about central banking. You need to understand that nothing has changed. Everything he said at that time was true, and the banks control through the Illuminati our government today. Certainly, you look at the membership list of the Trilateral Commission. There's Goldman Sachs, there's Citigroup, Jamie Dimon, CEO of J.P. Morgan Chase, has been a member of the Trilateral Commission. But then, of course, you find the people from BP Oil and the major oil companies. They're all in this little group. The head of the Bank of Canada, the head of the Bank of Israel, all in the North American chapter of the Trilateral Commission. There's only 87 members, and 12 of them are very, very close to Obama, and meet with him every day and tell him what to do. And he's a good boy. He does what he said he's supposed to do, but you have the feeling he is the enemy. He's not. He's simply a figurehead for the people who really run things from within the shadows. You need, of course, to get my book, The Brotherhood of Darkness, if you haven't read it. If you want to get more into the occult, we have a three-pamphlet set called The Occult Hierarchy. We have the DVDs, The Secret Mystery of America's Beginning. There's a trilogy. There's two more in that set. We call it The Secret Mystery Set, but you can get them independently. Riddles in Stone, The Secret Architecture of Our Nation's Capital, and The Eye of the Phoenix, the occult emblem on the back of the dollar bill. What does it really mean? And it is not there simply by accident, because the caption above the pyramid, cap by the all-seeing eye, is "In God We Trust." What you must understand is they're not talking about the God of the Bible. Now, that's a joke, but the average American does not understand that this is a Gnostic religion. They believe in two gods. One is the inferior God. That's, of course, the God of Jesus Christ. The other is the superior God, and that is Lucifer. And when you understand that there really is power there you can tap into, I have a DVD called The Secret. Goes into the background of this. This has been going on for 5,000 years, going all the way back to the time of Nimrod, and the average American has no idea because nobody's ever going to tell them. You need to go to our website, RadioLiberty.com, and read my newsletters. You need to get the writings of Dr. Dennis Cuddy. His books, like the, and they're old, they're not in print anymore, but like The Globalist or the New, that's the New Dawning of the New Age, New World Order. And his books are excellent. He has an excellent new book on the New World Order that's out there. We have his chronology of education, 2,000 quotable quotes, chronology of education of the New World Order. They're all available from Radio Liberty. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Don't forget our all-day conference. Going to be on the 17th of October. Hope you can make it. We're going to have lunch. Great speakers coming in from across the country. You'll never hear. And, of course, then we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival, to pray for our ministers, but please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. So once again, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. And, of course, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Joshua Hart, who lives out in the Scotts Valley. And he has been involved in this effort to stop PG&E from putting in smart meters. Now, PG&E says, we need these smart meters so we can lower your electric rates and we can hopefully get people to stop using so much electricity in midday when there's the greatest demand on it. And, of course, this is all about, I mean, you're not going to be, prices aren't going to go up, prices are going to go down. We just want to know what amount of electricity you're using at various parts of the day. We just want to be able to monitor your electric use because we're here, we're from PG&E, and, of course, we are really concerned about you. Well, ladies and gentlemen, every place those smart meters have gone in, why, of course, it's increased the electricity bills. And PG&E says, oh, shucks, we just don't know how that happened. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I've been around for a long time. I didn't come off the turn of Trump. This whole thing is a scam. It's like when they were going to, of course, deregulate electricity about 15 years ago. And they said, boy, we want to cut electricity costs here in California because, do you know, electricity in California costs more than electricity elsewhere. So what we're going to do is, while we're going to deregulate electricity and bring competition into the electricity business, and we're going to be able to lower your rates. Well, of course, they knew that every place you deregulated electricity and taken them out from under the PUC, Public Utilities Commission, the rates had gone up, they doubled or sometimes even tripled. And that's exactly what happened here. In the state legislature, every Republican and every Democrat voted for competition and deregulation to lower electricity rates. And what do you think happened? The rates doubled. And some places even went up higher than that. Well, that, of course, PG&E is part and parcel of the problem. It's certainly a part and parcel of this whole movement, which is aimed at raising the cost of electricity. Why? Because they want you to cut back on your use of electricity, and so we can lower your living standards. And when you understand that, it all makes sense. Well, Joshua, thank you so very much for being with us. And why don't you tell our listeners just a little bit about how you got involved in this and what you've learned?
It's a pleasure. Thanks again for having me on this evening. I'm director of the Scotts Valley Neighbors Against Smart Meters, and we formed an association here in Scotts Valley about 2 months ago when we first heard that PG&E was planning to replace our perfectly functional analog meters with these digital wireless meters. And my girlfriend was the first one who brought this to my attention. She has made the decision not to use cell phones and wireless internet in the house because of the health risks, and she brought this to my attention, and I, who was still using a cell phone, was sort of a bit of in disbelief about the health risks, and then I took the opportunity to read up on it, read more about PG&E's smart meter program, and through my research, looking into the wireless technology, I read about all these studies that linked cell phone use to brain tumors, and
Well, it takes about 10 years, though, before you does any damage. But, of course, there is an increase of certain types of brain tumors. And the people who use cell phones a great deal of time, and some of these kids are using them all the time. But it takes time. It doesn't happen yesterday. But I just got some articles. I just pulled them down on the Internet about Sydney and the countries, why they published on this. And I'm sure you're well aware of that, aren't you, Joshua?
That's right. I mean, I think, you know, some people are saying we're really at, on the verge of an epidemic of you know.
Well, we seem to have a little problem. Joshua, are you still there?
I'm still here.
Well, I think I don't know whether we're going out or not. I think that electricity suddenly went out here, and
can you hear me?
Whether by broadcasting or not, I just don't know. Maybe my producer can tell me whether we're actually coming in. The screen has gone off, so maybe my producer could come in here and let us know whether we're actually broadcasting. My producer, are we going out over KFER? What?
Everything went out.
Okay. Well, I guess.
At least not everything. The lights are on, but the whole radio, phone.
Okay, fine. Well, Joshua, you're still there.
I'm still here. Can you hear me?
I can't hear Joshua, so I guess we're just going to have to. What's that?
I don't know what to do.
Well, you just call 475-6651 and see if we get our engineer. He'll be on top
of
this,
right,
I'm sure. Hang on, we'll be right back in just a moment. I guess maybe we just kind of quit broadcasting.
Hello?
I don't know whether we're going out or not. Chances are we're not. So
hello?
We're just going to shut on down now, and thanks so much.
The power's out in there. It might have blown a fuse.
Joshua? Joshua?
I'll go to your house.
Okay, they'll be working on it.
Hello?
It could have blown a fuse.
Hello?
Could have, but it
seems... Power's out in that room, but not in this room.
What's that?
Power's out in part of that room, but not in this room.
Well, that's because we have a backup electricity here.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Well, then if we're on the air, why, then I'm going to keep right on going here, and I'm not able to reach Joshua, but I'm going to just carry on a monologue until we find out what's happening. Or we may...
We lost the gas.
We've lost the guest, and
no. Well, he's not talking.
Joshua, are you there? Joshua, are you there? Well, we don't know whether he's. Joshua, are you there? No, I think we lost Joshua. I think probably. I think we're just going to shut down. We really can't do very much at the present time. Carry on a monologue. Hopefully we're going to be getting through to our other outlets out across America. Anyway, of course, there is certainly something to this. If you use cell phones excessively, why, you'll find out that your incidence of acoustic neuroma and other brain tumors actually does increase. And so, of course, what we want to do is, if we possibly can, is let people understand that there are dangers from excessive electromagnetic contact. Well, we're not doing too well here as far as our ability to carry things on. And we really can't even take telephone calls, so it's going to have to be a monologue until the electricity comes back on. I have no idea what's going on, but... under any circumstances, we do have a great four-tape set on electricity. We have a syllabus on electricity, something we put together back there when this whole so-called electric crisis was coming down the line. And basically, it was one of the greatest scams I've ever seen. And the public went right along with it, never really understanding this was all designed to raise electricity costs. And, of course, the average individual, when everybody says that competition is going to lower the cost of electricity, the average individual is going to believe that, even if it isn't true. Well, unfortunately, of course, the price of electricity has already gone up, and now they're going to raise it even more. And it used to be, electricity was incredibly inexpensive. In fact, I talked to the gentleman who was in charge of the electricity here in the state of California. He was telling me you could generate hydroelectric power for 1 cent a kilowatt. 1 cent a kilowatt, and of course, nuclear energy was about 3 or 4 cents a kilowatt. The only trouble was, of course, that the oil companies financed, of course, the environmental movement, and the environmental movement would bring suit after suit after suit after suit against the companies building the nuclear power plants, and they raised the price of the nuclear power plant, the Diablo power plant down south of where I am, from about $400 million to $4 billion. Instead of taking 2 years to build, it took 10 years to build, and it just about bankrupted the PG&E. But you see, the oil companies didn't want the competition, and so they worked very effectively, basically to undermine the effort to have cheap electricity. Of course, the environmentalists, financed by the oil companies and by our own government, are actually working now to tear down dams. Why do they want to tear down dams? Oh, for the little fishies. We want the little fishies to be able, of course, to swim freely up and down. But it's really all about destroying hydroelectric power. And if they can destroy hydroelectric power, then, of course, we'll have tremendous problems. And we're just going to do something here for just a moment, see if we can hear something on the board, and we'll be back in just a moment here. Well, I don't seem to be able to hear anything on the board at all, even though we're playing things. Nope, don't know where all the glitches are, but right now we're in real problems as far as our broadcast is concerned. And I can't even play music for you. I hate to just go ahead and have dead air, so we'll do a monologue, and hopefully this signal will be getting out here, so let's just go ahead and do a monologue until the hour is up or until we can get people on the line. We've got this gentleman calling back here, but I can't hear him. I can't hear him on this set of earphones. I don't know what earphones we could actually hear him on. I would think that we'd be able to hear him on this set of earphones. I'm going to see if my engineer, we do have a gentleman here, and see if we can hear him on this phone.
Are you there?
Hello, are you there?
This is Josh Hart.
No, I can't get this gentleman, but hang on. We're hopeful that something will improve.
I'm talking to him on my phone.
Okay, I'm talking to him on the other phone.
Can you hear me? Testing.
Right. So we're going to just see if my... Hello there?
Hello.
Okay, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay, I certainly can. Oh, well, I'm so glad to have you back on again.
Oh, well...
It's great to have an engineer living in the house. We'd be in real trouble with that.
Yeah, it's a good thing, too. I thought that the PG&E might be trying to disrupt your broadcast there.
All right, well, I don't know what happened. That was PG&E or whether it is... But anyway, you pick up the story there, Joshua. You were telling us that your girlfriend had told you about your concern about the electromagnetic waves. You'd read about this, and certainly after 10 years or more, while there is an increase of as far as the certainly the use of the instance of acoustic neuroma and other neuromas, but you go ahead and pick the story up.
Indeed. So I thought she was being a bit far-fetched in her concern about Wi-Fi and cell phones, and then I looked into the matter more deeply and started reading some of the research, and I realize that this is a serious, serious issue that most of mainstream society is just ignoring with the help of millions of dollars from the telecommunications industry. And here comes PG&E coming along to everyone saying, you have to have this meter on the side of your house that emits electromagnetic radiation that's been linked to cancer and other ill effects. And I said, this is ridiculous and this is not acceptable. And we began to organize here in Scotts Valley, and we're met with a lot of support from the neighborhood, and we eventually got hundreds of signatures on our petition. We brought that to the City Council on July 21st, and they passed a measure to sign on to the two requests to the Public Utilities Commission for an immediate moratorium on the smart meter program.
All right. Well, then, of course, then did they delay installing them in Scotts Valley? Because I know they were all set and ready to go.
Well, you would think so if our democracy was functional and they actually responded to the wishes of the local elected officials. But unfortunately, PG&E took this as an excuse to ramp up their installation. And so they've been installing in Scotts Valley, despite the fact that the County of Santa Cruz has demanded a halt, and despite the fact that the City of Scotts Valley has demanded a halt. And over the course of the next few weeks, we had the City of Capitola, the City of Watsonville, City of Santa Cruz, all take a strong stand against the PG&E smart meter program, not just for the health reasons, although that was the primary reason that got people out to the meeting, But we're also concerned about issues of privacy, issues of overbilling and inaccuracies, and just in general a lack of proper public process when it comes to you know, deciding to implement what's one of the largest technology rollouts in history, a $2 billion project.
All right, fine. Well, now, basically, is there anything that can be done legally? Can people just say, I don't want you to do this? Can you put some sort of a sign on your meter saying, I will not allow you to do this?
Well, if you ask PG&E and you call them up and you say, I don't want this thing, they'll say, well, it's too bad. You can't opt out. But the reality is somewhat different. If you call PG&E and demand to be on the defer list, and this is the list of like the second round of installations they're going to be doing next year, there's you know, we have ourselves been put on the defer list, and we've also put signs on our both our gas and electric meters saying smart meter free zone, and apparently those are being mostly respected by the Wellington installers in the initial go round. But if you ask PG&E, you simply can't opt out, and every single meter in the state is going to be replaced. And so on the individual level, you know, you can call PG&E, you can put a sign on your meter, but there's a growing brush fire of political resistance happening around the state. We've had nearly two dozen local governments throughout Northern California demand that the PUC halts the program in light of documented overbillings, inaccuracies. Meters have been overcharging people if they've been in the sun or they're near a cell tower. People have been getting sick here in Santa Cruz County, particularly people who are electrically sensitive. A woman from Ben Lomond called me the other day, and she said, I'm electrically sensitive, and these smart meters are amongst the worst electrical pollution that I've ever felt. I have a headache, I have dizziness, I have nausea, and these effects have lasted 3 hours after I went away from the house. And she actually called me earlier this evening from Nevada, where she's had to go stay with relatives to escape the smart meter. And it's just unacceptable for a corporation to be using our ratepayer dollars to install a device on our homes that are making some of us sick, that we're forced to pay for and that we can't opt out of.
Well, now, basically, what about the Public Utilities Commission, which, of course, supervises the PG&E? Has anybody gone to them and, you know, threatened legal action against the state for allowing this?
Well, there's a lot of people who are looking into legal action around this issue. Groups such as the EMF Safety Network, which looks at health issues, have petitioned the PUC. We've been going up to the PUC regularly and testifying together with a number of concerned individuals who are looking at the evidence and saying, you know, we really need to have hearings on health impacts before essentially making guinea pigs out of the whole state's population.
But Joshua, they've done this. I mean, they're poisoning our children with aspartame. They're poisoning them with mercury. They're poisoning them certainly with the fluoride in the water and the lead in the water and all of these things that they know what they're doing. They really don't care. And until the American people get incensed, they're going to continue damaging the health of our people. And,
absolutely. I mean, you know, working on this issue, I mean, I'm a transportation planner by trade, and I've had to basically take 2 months off of work to focus on this because we really feel like it's an emergency here, that we need to educate the public and get people aware of it. But ultimately, you're right. It's the same thing again and again, the same story. We have corporations that are sacrificing our health and our safety for profit, and a government that is allied with them against the people. And that really is the heart of the issue. It's the same thing that happened with the Deepwater Horizon, the BP disaster. You had the regulatory agency that was supposed to be keeping us safe and keeping the environment safe. Instead, the regulations were written by the very industry that they were meant to be to regulate. And so in this case, BP, of course, wrote the Deepwater Drilling regulations. And the same thing is the case here with the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission, which is supposed to regulate wireless technology and keep us safe. And instead, they're allowing their safety guidelines to be written by the telecommunications industry.
Hold that thought. We're going to be back in just a moment with Josh Hart right here at the Radio Liberty Network. Well, I'm sure, Josh, when you first got...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 316 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
Study which the United States did not participate in, they found out that if you had people who were using cell phones a great deal of the time, they would actually, of course, you could tell which side they were going to get the brain tumor on by which side they listened to the cell phone on, but there was a 40% increase. Now, was that in gliomas or glioblastomas, or was that in acoustic neuromas?
That was in glioma brain tumors, and there was a number of other findings from the study. But what, you know, this study and what many others have led local governments in Northern California to do, for example, in June, the San Francisco Board of Supervisors passed the nation's first right-to-know law, which requires cell phone retailers to list the radiation levels on their cell phones. And this has been fought by the Cellular Telecommunications Industry Association, who have threatened to sue San Francisco. They've threatened to pull out their annual conference from the city, and this is just for this mild informational law. It's not even a regulatory ordinance. It's simply informational to let the public know what they're buying, and this has been fought really hard by the cellular industry. So there's something going on here. There's something they're trying to hide. And
they've been trying to hide it. I have in my files actually an article that came out of the University of Washington in the Alumni Bulletin. And their scientists up at the University of Washington had found out that cell phones damage the DNA of the cells in the brain. And they actually were going to publish an article. They got threatening telephone calls telling them that they would lose all of their grants and certainly all sorts of support, and they would come under tremendous attack if they actually published this information that cell phones were potentially dangerous of long-term use. They did it anyway, and they just said, we're going to do what's right, and I really admire that. So many, of course, universities, I'm sure, when they come under pressure, simply back down. I'm sure they pay a terrible price. But we, the American people, have the right to know, and this report, you can find it on the Internet. They simply type in cell phones, University of Washington report damaged DNA, something like that, and you'll find that. Get it, understand, ladies and gentlemen, they know what they're doing. They just don't want you to know that they're destroying your health and the health of your children.
Yeah, yeah.
And some of them are going to get brain tumors unnecessarily, but go ahead.
It's really sad. You know, people are suffering from this unknowingly, and a lot of people are going to suffer in the future. You see little kids wandering around with cell phones glued to their ears, and you've just got to wonder, you know, what's going to happen to them in the future. But, you know, coming back to the smart meter issue for a moment, this, you know, you can choose whether or not to have a cell phone. You can go and educate yourself about the impact of cell phones and make that educated decision on your own. And one of the great sources of information and research that you can go to is the EMFSafetyNetwork.org. That's EMFSafetyNetwork.org. And they're one of the biggest educational organizations in California educating people about the risks of EMF, not only from cell phones themselves, but from cell towers and baby monitors and Wi-Fi and other wireless communication technologies that we've just completely filled our environment with without doing a thorough investigation or even really much investigation at all about the health impact. So the difference between cell phones and Wi-Fi and smart meters is that you can choose not to use these other technologies in your house. You didn't choose not to use a microwave or cell phones or Wi-Fi because you're concerned about your health. But here comes PG&E. And in their infinite wisdom, they say, "Oh well, don't worry. It's FCC compliant, and we're going to stick it on your house, whether you like it or not." And they're being completely negligent, when they're dealing with people who are electrically sensitive. This woman from Ben Lomond, who's been suffering from a smart meter on her house, she called up and begged in tears again and again to PG&E to remove the smart meter so she could move back home. And they refuse, just like completely ignoring people's suffering. And this is just typical of this large corporation. You know, they tried to pull one over on us in Prop 16, hiding a monopoly strengthening act over as some taxpayer protection proposition. So this is really sickening to see, and that's what bring a lot of us down to the corner of 38th and Portola. In Capitola every weekday morning. We've been out there for 3 days, starting last Thursday, and we've managed to shut down the smart meter installation throughout Santa Cruz County for those 3 days using, you know, direct action and civil disobedience. A lot of people are coming, you know, we call it civil obedience because, you know, we're actually obeying the law, we're enforcing the law, because Watsonville passed an ordinance last Tuesday banning the smart meter, and Santa Cruz County is gearing up to pass it in an emergency meeting.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and certainly our guest is Joshua Hart, and we're talking about the installation of smart meters all across our community. And certainly I think it's so vitally important that people understand what they're doing. And I think that probably it takes something like this to get people up in arms when they wanted to poison our water with air in the Santa Cruz area with fluoridated water. And ladies and gentlemen, all the scientific studies, we're not talking about hysteria, we're talking about radical extremism, we're talking about the scientific studies, and we have them from the scientists who've studied this. We have letters from all of the scientists in Europe saying, and every country over there saying, why would you want to poison your water by putting fluoride in it? It does not cut back on cavities. In fact, even the CDC will admit that swallowing fluoridated water doesn't help. It works locally. It kills the bacteria, and that's, of course, why it's effective. But it doesn't cut back on childhood cavities. There's no difference whether the water's fluoridated or not. It's one of the greatest scams in the world, but, of course, because of the control of the media, why, of course, nobody cares. I think that this issue, suddenly people are going to begin to learn more and more about what's going on, and hopefully, well, they'll begin to understand that this issue of the smart meters is simply one more example of this planned program that's leaving us where we are today. And I'm just hoping more and more people will get involved and get informed. Now, basically, how many people do you have in your organization there?
Well, we have hundreds of supporters in Scotts Valley and hundreds more throughout the county, and people have been coming up from Monterey to join these protests, and they've been having a real impact statewide with other media coverage and other local blockades. And the installation company, incidentally, that PG&E has hired to install these smart meters is called Wellington Energy, and Wellington Energy has this yard down at 38th and Portola where we've been protesting with dozens of trucks down there, and we've been going out there every morning at 7:30 a.m. for the last three mornings. And this morning, the Wellington trucks tried to go out and install their meters, and we stood in the way of their trucks. And the PG&E called the sheriff. The sheriff's deputies came down, asked us to step aside, and we, you know, calmly explained that Watsonville has passed.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment. Okay, fine. Certainly Joshua is telling us that basically they've been going down every morning to where the trucks are that are to be used to install the meters. It was this morning they were down there while they wanted to take the trucks out. Now, remember that the city council in Watsonville has come out against this, and city councils all over Northern California have come out against it. Basically, they got in the way. They called the sheriff's office. The sheriff's office came down, and they explained to the sheriff's officers that Watsonville had actually had come out with a memorandum saying that they could not install them in Watsonville. So what happened? What did the sheriff's officers do?
Well, interestingly enough, the sheriffs were called into a meeting into the Wellington facility. And about 10, 15 minutes later, they left without any comment whatsoever. And we were standing there in the driveway, having shut down the installation for a third day. So it's really clear that what's going on is that PG&E does not want a story that, you know, protesters were arrested in Santa Cruz County standing up against the smart meter. And, you know, every county and city from Marin, Sonoma, down south to, you know, Santa Cruz County have demanded a halt to the program. So the police left without any problems. We were left there standing with our Santa Cruz says no to smart meter sign. And, PG&E has been getting a pretty big walloping of media, and negative media and reports from around the area. And they simply don't want the widespread media that arrests would entail. So they've been sneaking around. We heard after we left at about 1 o'clock this afternoon, that PG&E called back their employees, and they had taken their trucks and gone out to install this afternoon after we had left. So they've been doing the same thing. They've been sneaking around throughout neighborhoods throughout Santa Cruz County. If someone, you know, raises the alarm and starts to knock on their neighbor's doors to warn them that Wellington is installing in their neighborhood, they'll just simply drive away and come in again during the day, another day when people are at work and they don't know better than to tell them to stop. So it's really become a very sort of, you know, nasty game where they're installing these meters against people's will on their own homes. And it's just, it's like you got to wonder what these people were thinking, you know, what our regulators, what our state leaders were thinking, what the PUC was thinking, what the governor was thinking, what PG&E CEO Peter Darby was thinking, that we were just going to swap out all these meters that would completely change the way that people relate to their energy usage without any sort of comment or consultation or feedback from the public.
Well, you see, Joshua, this is what they depend upon. They depend upon the fact that people really don't care, or if they do care, they get a little involved for a time. Eventually, they lose interest, and then they keep coming back again and again and again to sort of wear them down. Now, I want you to go ahead and put out your telephone number and tell people how they can get in touch with you and your organization, and if they'd like to get involved in the demonstrations, how can they do it?
Well, I can certainly give you that information. First of all, if you have internet access, you can read articles and resources and find links to other information, see videos of our past protests and investigations. And that the internet address is stopsmartmeters.wordpress.com. That's stopsmartmeters.wordpress.com. And they can also give us a call during the day, please, 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. And that number is 831-440-9814. Again, it's 440-9814. And we really encourage people to come down. We need people to see people's support. Tomorrow morning, Tuesday morning, we'll be going out to the corner of 38th and Portola in Capitola. At the Wellington Yard, bring a sign, or if you don't have a sign, just come on down, tell your neighbors. We'll be there throughout the morning, and this is really a community grassroots effort where everyone's chipping in. We're sharing food, we're sharing stories, we're supporting each other. There's electrically sensitive people who are coming down and are tremendously grateful just because, you know, we're standing up for their rights, and they're really vulnerable in this situation.
Well, of course, the other thing is, what about the, you know, it sounds like they're going to go out in the afternoon. Are you going to try to have any some groups there in the morning and some in the afternoon? It certainly sounds as if the sheriff's office is on your side.
Well, they are. You know, they said today, you know, we don't like these things either. I mean, no one likes them. PG&E trucks have been coming by, giving us the thumbs up. You know, everyone except for the head CEO, Peter Darby of PG&E, and maybe the head of the PUC thinks that these are a terrible idea. So, we would love to have a shift of people in the morning, a shift in the afternoon. We just need people to come and get involved, particularly if you're, you know, retired or you don't have to work during the day. We just need people to come out early, 7:30, or join us mid-morning. Come, you know, share some coffee or some food, and you know, we just need people to come down to 38th and Portola in the morning and join us, because this is really a community effort. So, and the other thing that I want to encourage people to do is to call their county supervisor. This is really an important time. Last Tuesday, the Board of Supervisors met. They heard extensive testimony from the people of Santa Cruz demanding a halt to the program. They've directed their county council to go and investigate an ordinance to ban the smart meters, to do whatever they can. But the thing is, their next meeting is not until September 14th. And if PG&E has their way, most of the county might be installed with smart meters by that time. So we really need to ask the county supervisors in a most serious emergency way to schedule an emergency meeting and to pass an ordinance as soon as possible this week to ban smart meters, because it shouldn't be have to be local citizens out there, you know, staffing this blockade. It should be the sheriff's department.
Well, basically, has anybody talked to the members of the Board of Supervisors? Do they have the courage to take a stand?
I think that they do. This board has been unanimous in its condemnation of the smart meter program. They met with the CPUC last week, and Supervisor Leopold said that he would do anything in his power to stop the smart meter installation until that there are hearings on public health issues. So they just need a nudge from the public. They really, if you could call up the supervisors, it just takes a minute. It's 831-454-2200.
Because they're going to say, oh, well, we were really against them, but just we never got around to having a meeting. I mean, they could have an emergency meeting tonight if they wanted to.
They could. They actually have to have 3 days' notice, but they could schedule one for Friday, and they could pass this before the weekend, and PG&E would be forced to shut down. I mean, there's other issues that we haven't had a chance to talk about. One of those main issues is privacy, and that's had a lot of resonance here in Scotts Valley. People are feeling like they're losing the ability to control what happens in and on their homes. And the truth about these meters is that they will report your electricity usage down to the minute to the utility. They will know what time you get up in the morning, whether you have a bath, whether you make coffee, whether you're on vacation or not. And this information is tremendously valuable not only to PG&E, but also to marketers who are trying to sell you products, potentially to hackers and burglars who might try and break into your house. So beyond the health impact, there are tremendous concerns about creeping government intrusion into our daily lives and losing our control over our homes and our lives, in addition to the pollution and just the reckless disregard for human health.
And, of course, I'm sure that if the government wanted to break into your home, and they do, and they've violated, I'm reading a book now, The Secrets of the FBI, read by an FBI officer who talked about all the illegal bag jobs he did when he was an FBI agent in the late 40s and early 50s, and they were just breaking into people's homes without warrants, but as long as you had the FBI, and they'd have 20 or 30 people there, they very seldom, if ever, got caught. Eventually, it was brought out that they'd been violating the law. One or two FBI agents went to prison. But certainly, if you're not using electricity, they would know whether you're home or not, and they could get into your home. And when you have people in government who have no respect for our laws, then, of course, we're in real trouble.
And, absolutely. Our civil rights have been eroding, and this is just a very, very disturbing a part of that. So,
and of course, the book is The Secrets of the FBI, and it's really a fascinating book, and it's out of print. I'm sure everything is being done to cover this up. They can't let the American people realize that they send innocent people to prison knowingly to cover for one or another the crimes that the FBI has been involved in. An incredible and very disheartening book. And it certainly destroys our belief, of course, that the FBI is there to protect the American people and our constitutional rights. Well, anyway, of course, Joshua, certainly, are you getting more and more people involved?
We are. There's a really growing brush fire, throughout the state on this issue. The Public Utilities Commission is planning to meet on Thursday, where they'll release a report on an independent investigation on the accuracy, which we anticipate will say that the meters are accurate, even though, anecdotally and reports are showing that there have been over 43,000 problems with these meters since they've been installed. And in fact, just today we were at the protest, and a man pulled over in his pickup truck, and this was a farmer from Gilroy, and he said, since these smart meters, he's like, I don't know about the health impact. I hear what you're saying, and that scares me. But since these smart meters have been installed, my bills have gone up 300 to 400%. So, and he was, planning to go to the Public Utilities Commission and complain to PG&E.
But see, Josh, you have to understand that they want this. They're not stupid. They know what they're doing. These meters are incredibly accurate. They want to raise the prices up, so we'll have to cut back on our electric usage. This is what it's really all about.
Well, they are crooks, really, when it comes down to it. And, I will be the first one to say that we need to cut down our electricity usage. We waste a tremendous amount of energy in this society. And, if this episode and the Prop 16 debacle should teach us anything, it's that we need to get rid of this centralized grid. They call it the smart grid that they're trying to bring into being. And I say, well, look, that's a contradiction in terms. You cannot have a centralized grid where you're burning all of this coal, putting all of this carbon dioxide, 5 billion tons a year, into an atmosphere that is eggshell thin, and expect a stable future.
But basically, you don't have to do that. You can have natural gas. We could have nuclear energy. They will not allow us to have nuclear energy. They're tearing down the dams so that we can't have hydroelectric electricity.
I think
they really want to lower our living standards.
Well, I think the solution is really to relocalize energy supply and have local communities control renewable energy supplies. And I would say, in terms of living standards, there's standard of living, which they measure by how much you consume, whether you have a new washing machine or a fridge, and then there's quality of life, and the two things are very different, and often they're confused in our political dialogue. You know, standard of living is just an economic measure, and if you look at measures of happiness, as standard of living increases, happiness decreases. The more stuff that we have doesn't mean that we'll be happier.
But you see, what you're saying is that's the way you want to live. Do you want to force other people to live that way? Is that what you're really suggesting? Wait a minute now. You have a right to do away with all those things yourself, but don't you think other people who want to have a different standard of living should have the right to, or should this all be dictated by the central authority?
Well, I think this is a really interesting philosophical discussion, and I think that when we talk about freedom,
freedom is the right to do what you want to, but there are those who do not want us to, who intentionally want to lower our living standards.
Well, there's, we talk about freedom to, be able to travel anywhere, or freedom to buy whatever you want and have in your house, but there's also freedom from things like air pollution or additional electromagnetic field pollution in the environment.
Well, then maybe it would be better to do away with all electricity and we wouldn't have any electromagnetic pollution.
Well, I think there needs to be a balance.
Of course there has to be a balance.
I do not want people
to tell me what I have to do, and I don't want to tell you what you have to do.
Yeah, no, I think that is ideal, but there are people who feel that their rights to breathe clean air or to live in a safe environment or live away from cell towers and are being abridged by other people's freedom to have cell phones or to drive cars.
You're absolutely right, but you see, basically, if you really believe in global warming, you've not done your homework. There are over 30,000 scientists who said that there is no evidence that man's activity has actually increased global warming. We have the cleanest air anywhere in the state right here in this part of the country, and you would take away our right to have electricity in this area?
Well, look, I mean, even if you don't believe in global warming, and 99% of scientists do agree that human emissions cause
climate change. Wait a minute. Where did you get those figures? Have you ever heard of Dr. Art Robinson? He's a personal friend of mine. We're over 30,000 scientists have signed his petition. Would you do something for me? Would you go up to his website, Arthur Robinson, and look at his website on global warming? He is a scientist and over 30,000 scientists. Now, you say 99% on the other side. Are you sure?
Well, look, putting the climate issue to the side for the moment, there are really compelling reasons why we need to have less centralized energy distribution controlled by these big corporations like PG&E. There are good reasons why we need to make it safer for pedestrians and cyclists and provide better public transit in our communities. There are better reasons why we should be less car dependent
You want to force us out of our cars, too?
No.
Wait a minute. This is what you're saying.
I would like people to have choices about how they get around.
Of course they should. But don't you think that people, if they want to have a... See, there really are people, the very people that you oppose, who want to regulate every aspect of our society. They want to get us out of our cars. They want to lower our living standards. They want to lower electric production. So I just... hope that you will check this out. Mm-hmm. I hope you go to Dr. Arthur Robinson's website. Art Robinson's, all you need to put in, and global warming. And look at his petition. If he has 30,000 scientists who said that, how many scientists on the other side? Maybe 2,000 at the most. And they all have government jobs? I believe, of course, people need to look at all sides of this issue. I agree with you that we have to be very, very concerned about the corporate atmosphere today. And the corporations telling us what to do, but they are pushing exactly the philosophy you're pushing, and that is to get people out of their cars
and to lower the amount of electricity. With all due respect, I got to say that a lot of corporations and the government are jumping on the climate bandwagon and are saying, are proposing false solutions. And one of those false solutions is the smart meter. Another one are carbon offsets, electric cars. There's a lot of false solutions that benefit the corporate bottom line but do not benefit the actual problem or reduce carbon emissions.
But the ultimate goal is to lower our living standards. Is that the stated goal? You can read it. It's written in the Earth Charter, written by the nephew of the wealthiest man in America. Have you ever read the Earth Charter?
It doesn't sound familiar.
All right, I hope that you'll go up on the Internet. Yeah, see, basically, you're just new at this. I've been at it for 48 years. Go up on the Internet, look up the Earth Charter. It's written by Stephen Rockefeller, the nephew of the wealthiest man in America who controls most of the banks in the city. And, of course, they'll tell you they want to redistribute our wealth. They want to simply have equality of wealth between nations, lower the living standards. We'll be back in just a moment. Well, Jonathan, I'm going to give you 3 minutes to wrap up the program. Jonathan?
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
All across America, try to educate people about what's really going on. So we certainly hope that you will take the time to become involved, to find out what's going on, and go to our website, radioliberty.com. If you want to understand the force behind what's going on, you know, of course, my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. That's Brotherhood of Darkness. You can get the book, the DVD, the tape, or get them all together in the Brotherhood of Darkness special. And then, of course, if you'd like to understand global warming, why we have two excellent DVDs put out by our good friend, Dr. Michael Kaufman, and a four-tape set on that, and even a book, The Politically Incorrect Guide to global warming. And Sydney, they control the media, and they control what so many people think, and people, good people like Joshua. All he's heard is, of course, what he's heard from the other side. I'm just hoping he's going to become informed and educated and begin to understand how this all fits together. What we need, of course, to give the people the ability to be free, but there are people who don't believe in freedom, who want a dictatorship in America, and behind them are powerful spiritual forces. Let me suggest the DVDs on the secret mystery of America's beginning. That's the secret mystery of America's beginning. There are three DVDs in that series. And then from the prophetic point of view, the final countdown by Pastor Billy Crone, Fearful Creation, by Pastor Billy Crone, and RFID Identification by Pastor Billy Crone. We have one of their set. We recommend them to you. We do hope that you want to get these DVD presentations. They're excellent. They're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we do also hope that many of you out there will, Sydney, go to our website and watch our DVDs, listen to our radio programs, and read our newsletters, because each one I've agonized over for several weeks out of every month for well over a decade, and the information is there that you will need to really understand what is going on today, to understand the fact that the war in Iraq and Afghanistan are not what it appears to be, that we've been lied about what happened on September 11th. We were lied about what happened at the Oklahoma City bombing. And we've been lied to because the media is controlled, and they shape our ideas, our thoughts, and our minds. It's time that you begin to understand what's going on and help us get the information out across America. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And I would simply ask you to remember those words of Winston Churchill, who said, "Still, if you will not fight for the right when you can easily win without bloodshed, if you will not fight when your victory will be sure and not too costly, you may come to a moment when you have to fight with all odds against you and only a perilous chance of survival. Or there may even be a worse case. You may have to fight when there is no hope for victory, for it would be better to perish than to live as slaves." Well, ladies and gentlemen, we do have some very, very real problems, and you're going to have to be involved. Certainly a young man tonight, Joshua, has just suddenly found that there's a real problem. He has found that his health is endangered by these smart meters. But your life is endangered by the cell phone. You should not be using them. Certainly, I use one maybe two or three times a year when I go on trips, but you should not be using them every day. Or even certainly the portable phones, use them as little as you can, because they do predispose you to gliomas and acoustic neuromas. This is not imaginary, it's real, but they're poisonous with aspartame. They're poisonous with bisphenols and phthalates. They're poisonous with chemicals. They're poisonous with the fluoride in the drinking water. They're poisonous with the chemicals, the mercury and the aluminum in the vaccines. They're poisoning our children. They're increasing the incidence of cancer and metal destruction, and they know exactly what they're doing because they have an intense hatred of humanity, God's creation. Please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It